Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
After a seven-day strike, teachers in Oakland, California were back in school this week. It was the latest example of teachers successfully demanding better pay, smaller class sizes, and more resources. In 2019, teachers also went on strike in Los Angeles and across Colorado and West Virginia. And all of these hard-won benefits cost money. And today, we're taking a look at how states will manage to fund them and what other parts of state budgets could be impacted. Vox policy and politics reporter Alexia Fernandez-Campbell is here to help us with that. Alexia, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, teachers are back in the classroom in Oakland. Did they get what they wanted?
Well, no, they didn't get everything they wanted. A lot of teachers actually did not vote in favor of the deal, but a slight majority did. What I will say is that they definitely got a lot more than what the school district wanted to give them before they went on strike. So it just didn't go as far as what they wanted. The original 5% salary raise over 3 years, they ended up getting that up to about 11% over 4 years. So they almost doubled the pay raise, which honestly wasn't that big to begin with. So at least now, hopefully, we'll be able to keep up with the cost of inflation. They also wanted smaller class sizes, and the district did give in to that, but it's very little, much less than what teachers wanted. So like a decrease in 1 to 2 students per class over the next 2 years, depending on whether this classroom is in a high-risk neighborhood or community. Something else that they also wanted was like a moratorium on charter schools, which take away funding from the community public schools. And the district did not agree to that, but they did say they would take more input from the community before they decided whether to close schools because enrollment is down. But yeah, they definitely wanted a lot more, but it's definitely more than what they were going to get before.
Well, and given that, I'm wondering, do the teachers feel that this was a success?
Well, the teachers union definitely does. And I would say a slight majority of teachers do think it was a success. If you were going to ask them, was it worth going on strike? I'm sure every single one would say yes. They've been negotiating for more than a year and they just hadn't been able to reach a deal. So I would say that they just really wanted it to go much farther than it did.
How did the city of Oakland say they plan to pay for this 11% pay increase, which for a lot of people, I think they'd be happy with the 11%. But are you thinking that that's not enough?
Yeah, 11% does sound like a lot, but you have to remember that that's spread over 4 years. And inflation is, around the country, it's probably like around 2 to 3% on the cost of living in Oakland is really high. So if it's barely, I mean, it's going to cover the cost of living increase each year, maybe. I mean, it's hard to predict exactly how much it's going to go up. But if it's anything like the past, it's going to keep going up. So they're basically negotiating just to be able to for their salaries to keep up with inflation. It's not like they're getting a significant raise. That said, the district is also in a situation where they have a huge budget crisis. And it's not just Oakland. There are other school districts across the state. There's just the cost of public education. In Oakland, you know, students are leaving the area because it's so expensive to live there. And a lot of the wealthier people, families coming in, they're not sending their children to public schools. So a spokesperson for the district told me that they're going to have to cut from the budget from their, because it's not like they suddenly have a lot more money. They're facing a $56 million budget deficit. So they're just cutting administrative costs. And even the $20 million isn't going to cover all the changes to the contract. So they're going to have to find something else. And I think they may be hoping that the state chips in some of the cost.
Alexia, it seems like this is a really big win for Oakland teachers. Even, I mean, I think a lot of folks were surprised at least the headlines that came out. We also saw teachers striking in L.A., and they seem to eke some wins out of that. Has that been a broader trend with other teacher strikes around the country? Are teachers winning?
They are. I mean, they absolutely are. There's no doubt about it that if these teachers across the country did not go on strike, they would not be getting anything close to what they were getting. Here's the thing. I think the reason that they've been successful is the public support. Like surveys have gone out, like the public, the parents, the community, they want the teachers to get paid more. They want more school funding. And another reason teachers have really, it started out as a, you know, in West Virginia with a strike for teacher pay raises, which obviously the teachers there needed. They were paid so low. But it's become more than that. Teachers have really made this about boosting education spending for public schools in general. And that has been a very winning strategy for them because even the pay raises, yes, that definitely has an impact on on students, but just like boosting, like for example, in Oakland, they wanted more smaller class sizes. That helps teachers, but it also helps students. They wanted they were asking for more hires for nurses and school guidance counselors. That has a huge impact on students. So I think that has been crucial for teachers across the country, is just the support from parents. And there are students out there and parents like picketing with teachers in Oakland. So I would say that that is why. So they've definitely been successful. There have been cases where, for example, in Oklahoma, the teachers wanted the states to raise taxes on businesses to pay for education, and they just weren't able to do that.
I'm wondering, you know, at the end of the day, this is really, it's about the teachers, but the teachers are also doing what they're doing, not for their own benefit in many instances, but also for their students' benefits, right? Smaller class sizes, as you mentioned. How do we work that financially? Because does the budget, as you mentioned in Oakland, they're going to have to get the money from somewhere to pay for this. And almost, does it hurt kids ultimately? Does it hurt students because the budgets will have to be cut somewhere?
No, that's a very good question. And I'm sure that's something that school officials in Oakland are thinking about right now. Where are we going to find all this money? The teachers in other areas have been arguing that their school districts spend too much money on administrative costs, like office workers, you know, people doing a lot of paperwork. And they are saying this money needs to be moved more towards the teachers, the people who are interacting with students. But yeah, it's a good question. Where is this money going to come from? I think they're hoping the state will increase overall education spending.
And do we know of any examples of any of the states or the strikes that you've mentioned where this hasn't worked out in favor of the students themselves?
Not so far. I think because it's still so relatively new, I think the problem would be a few years down the line if we went into a recession, because that really hurt a lot of state education budgets. The recession, there wasn't tax revenue coming in, and so they had to slash education spending by a lot. That would be the situation where the students would get hurt. I think it's still relatively new, the changes that are being made, and states overall are seeing increased tax revenue. So I think that's also one reason teachers decided, hey, this is the time. Look, we're not in a recession. The states are getting more money from tax revenues. The economy is doing well. We need a lot more of that money that the state is getting. So far, it hasn't hurt students, but it could down the road if there were another economic recession.
And I'm wondering if you think these strikes are something that we're going to continue to see as 2019 continues.
So I think as long as the economy keeps growing and state revenues keep going up, teachers are going to, I think they're going to keep demanding that states invest more in public schools, not just for the students, but for themselves. Teachers are, notoriously underpaid. So they're kind of trying to set the agenda. And that agenda is to say we need to invest a lot more money. A lot of that revenue you're getting, you need to put a lot more to public school funding. And so far, that strategy has been pretty successful. I don't think that was a very organized idea at first, but that's picked up. And I think teachers' unions are starting to see that the public agrees that, more money needs to be spent on this. So they have that on their side, public support.
Alexia Fernandez-Campbell is the policy and politics reporter at Fox. Thanks for being with us, Alexia.
Thanks for having me.